بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإذا قلت بسم الله تصاغر حتى يصير مثل الذباب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The verse I have recited is perhaps the message, the prime message of the entire what is known as Surah Al-Kahf, that surah which everyone has been told to recite on a Friday. If you cannot recite the entire surah, at least 10 ayat, minimum 10. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the greatest exam trial that the world will ever see, called the trial of Dajjal. And it will be on different phases, on different levels. Dajjal means complete, what is called, it's covered. You will not be able to see the reality. Everyone will see one color, but the color will be something else. That is Dajjal. Everyone will be moving in one direction, but the direction supposed to be somewhere else. That is Dajjal. The heights of trials is known as Dajjal. The worst of fitan will be called the fitan of Dajjal. What we have seen in the last few months, one change happened in the world, and it affected from east to west, north to south. It gripped everyone with a fear. It caused businesses to collapse. The world is rapidly changing. And perhaps it was needed to give me and you a wake-up call. Do we know how to respond to what is called a crisis? Many a time when life is going easy, Allah Tawarukala speaks of the Jews that settled in Medina Munawwara. The reason of coming to Medina Munawwara was to wait for the final Nabi. They always spoke of the final Nabi. They also would say, when he comes, we will join him. But as time went, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ, as time passed, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُ, then the hearts became hard. Hearts became hard means life became easy. That is one of the biggest issues of getting a life with no problems. You see, if a man is driving on a road which got no turns, you say, what a highway, but you also say, very dangerous. Because after a while, you start getting bored. Tiredness starts setting in. And on that speed, as you are moving, and the eye just closed, and the car is gone. For many years, perhaps, we in our land, we heard about in this country, there's a war. We heard in that country, is a war. Perhaps we never ever thought that a war can come into our own house. That the fear of death, which you always said, how difficult it is, how sad. But we never saw it. So we woke up in the day with no worry. We went out with no worry. We entered with no worry. And then the world was gripped with a fear. How we responded to the fear, was it the best manner of responding? Wise is that man who always looks at his last step and he prepares for the next step. Did the manner I respond, was it the best manner, or could I have been better? So very fast we will go through it. Because if we see an error which is called an error where Islam will rise, like how the Jews spoke, that when the messenger of Allah comes, we will join him. But because they became so happy in their business, they used to enjoy see the Arabs fighting. There was two tribes in Medina, Arabs, Aus and Khazraj. The Jews sponsored the Aus to fight the Khazraj. They sponsored the Khazraj to fight the Aus. They enjoyed it. They gave money to both parties. As long as war continues, they were making money. They never took part in any battle. They only saw money coming. They never saw money going. They saw others dying. They never saw their own dying. Now comes the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara. It's supposed to bring the greatest happiness to them because they came there for that. But when life becomes easy, man doesn't want change.
The Aus and the Khazraj had seen years of war. They were waiting for a change. They wanted out of this war. They went to receive Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with swords, begging him, come into my house, come into my house. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's camel as it moved. Everyone said, come to me, come to me. He said, leave the camel as it is. It has been commanded. Amazing, it went into the direction of what is known as Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. He was being selected to be the new leader of the tribe. The coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant you might not be the leader. You might lose your position, you might come one down. The camel went in his direction. Where everyone else begged, come, the camel passed. It went in his direction. He looked at it coming. He said to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I never asked you to come. Go to those who called you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved the camel and it carried on. When man finds a change in life, sometimes he does not become happy for that change. We all speak about the coming revolution of Islam. We all speak of the day of the Mahdi. We all ask, is it very close? Perhaps it's around the corner. When the world of the shayateen speak of vision 2030, we have a vision. Where in their vision they think they're going to grab the whole world. But look at the changes that have happened in this last few years. Aus and Khazraj, two tribes, they fought for years. Over 100-year war was taking place. They said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they pledged allegiance, you can make the hijrat. But the Arabs in our town are fighting. For years they are fighting. Will the fight ever come to an end? Over 100-year war, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua. And in 1 year, it just got sorted out. When the Khilafat fell, close to 100 years ago, before that the world was united, the last 50 years of the Khilafat started turmoil. People began hating the word Khilafat. They hated the Khalif. They wanted away from the Ottoman Empire. Everyone wanted his own peace, his own land. Then Britain came in as the savior. America came in, the world changed. World War I, World War II, then the Muslim world was divided. Before that we were all united. Then a war started. A war not the enemies against the Muslims, but the Muslims against the Muslims. We grew up in that war. You are Lebanon, you are Syria, you are Iraq, you are Palestine. Everyone is everyone. Each one fighting the other. No one ever thought a time will come where unity will start. In this last 3 years, the amount of unity that is starting alliances amongst Muslim countries. Turkey went in the lead. How many countries have gathered? Every day you hear another country is joining. A new Muslim alliance is being made. In the last 100 years, we grew up knowing no one can say no to America. America is the boss. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered a land where the Jews were the boss. The Arabs would fight, but no one would say anything to the Jew. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he enters, the whole scene changes. We are entering into a phase where the scene is changing. We are finally finding a time where Muslim countries are saying to the non-Muslim country, stay on your place. Don't tell us what to do anymore. The world is changing. Things are happening. The message is, am I ready for that change? When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam settled and that camel sat in Medina Munawwara, the setting of that camel, that sitting of that camel and getting off of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Arabs came running, said, Tala al-Badru alayna, the moon has risen. But they understood the meaning of the moon rising. They understood that tomorrow my son might have to be martyred on the battlefield. They were happy for it. If the revolution is coming, death also comes. In this last 3 months, Allah Tabarakala in His kindness perhaps introduced me and you to the word called death. We were introduced to it. Before this, we also visited the Qabristan, but never with fear. We went to the grave, but I never thought I can pass away. Today we are seeing a man going to the grave, he's worried, what if I get sick? What if I die? Let us go now very fast into the last 2 months and see what message we were supposed to take. And maybe we just missed the message. Everything happens with the command of Allah. And man can never run away from the decision of Allah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set off from Makkah Mukarramah. The Arabs knew that he is going to be going soon. They made their own arrangements, he must not go. Either we will hold him back, or we will assassinate him. But he cannot go to Medina Munawwara. Everything was put in place. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu also made his arrangements. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got the animals ready for the hijrat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would normally go out in the morning or in the evening to the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In the afternoon when it was hot, no one would go out. That's when he came. His face was covered. Aisha radiallahu anha said, this was not the time he comes. He came in. He said, who is in the house? Remove everyone. He said, it's only now my two daughters left. Even then he said, we are going. But he never said which direction we are taking. Even that he kept hidden. Ulama wrote, he made all the precautions. All the precautions. He came to the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He put Ali radiallahu anhu to sleep in his bed. The enemy gathered. They were looking every now and then. As long as someone is in that bed, they were happy. He will wake up in the morning. We will execute that assassination that is planned. Everything in place. Ulama wrote, he taught the world take a lot of precaution. But as he set out, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw those people in front of him, which is called the enemy. He lifted up sand. He threw it towards them. Some historians wrote he walked past them and he sprinkled it like this. He read, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا. We have put a barrier between you and them. Somebody else later on came and he said, I saw Allah's Nabi going past you. They said, can never be. He said, I saw him putting sand on your heads. They felt the sand. They said, let us go look. They looked in the house. They saw the figure sleeping. They said, there he is there. Where the sand came from, who knows? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into the cave for 3 days. The trackers were sent out. They reached that area. They climbed onto that ledge to see now in the distance, where are they? They climbed on a spot. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then said, and this was the lesson that he taught the ummah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then said, later on he explained, it was not the fear of my life. It was not the fear of my life. I was scared if the Nabi of Allah has to pass away, what will happen to Islam? He taught a world a message. If you want to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot be scared to die. Message number one. We cannot be scared to die. Death comes. The issue is, where does it come? Most Mubarak death is the death on the battlefield. It is called the death of a martyr. It is that death where the soul, when it's pulled out, you don't feel it even. Then there is a death on the home, surrounded by your family, but when that soul is pulled out, you do feel it. A warrior, his friend shot with a bullet. He sees him falling down in front of him. It hurt him to see someone die in front of you. He sees him in a dream. He asks him, how was death? What happened? His friend said, so fast. I was with you. I looked up. I felt something hit my head. It was a big bullet. But the way he said it, like a prick. He said, I felt something hit my head. And then I found myself in the skies. He never felt the soul coming out. He never felt it. I felt a prick and I was in the heavens. That is a death we all wish for. The death of Shahada. If in this last 3 months we were gripped with the fear of death, then get worried that the army of the Rasul of Allah and the men of the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who received him and those who will receive the coming Mahdi, they cannot be scared of death. Otherwise we will be, our response will be like the Jew. Why did you come? Because when he came with death. Your son might have to pass away tomorrow, send him in the battlefield. At that time the hypocrite said, لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا مَا مَاتُوا وَمَا قُتِلُوا. That why is he sending them out for the battle? They said, had they stayed by us, no one would have died. No one would have been killed. Almighty Allah answered on behalf of Islam, say to them, even if you were in your houses, the man for whom death is written, death will take him out of the house till the place where he has to pass on. Everyone has to go. وَلَئِن قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ. Either you will be killed in the path of Allah or you're going to die. A certain minute is set for everyone's death. It is only how we die at that minute. One person went out, robbers attacked him, he was shot. The family is very worried why he went out. The answer is, you're wrong. At that minute he was going to die. Either he would have died on his bed. Allah wanted him to die as a martyr. Death took him out and he went in the right direction. There are some people today gripped with a thought that if I go certain places, what if death grabs me? Death has grabbed no one. Battles and battles took place. They went out. How many came back? If going to the battle meant death, everyone would have died. Going to the battle never meant death. Not going to the battle never meant life. And I will say that sentence perhaps which some people don't want to hear, but it has to be said loudly. Coming to the masjid doesn't mean death. And not coming to the masjid doesn't mean life. We will take our precaution like the Nabi of Allah took his precaution. But when the enemy came and they stood, our answer will be one, the answer of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. I am not scared to die. The second is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, O Abu Bakr, why are you worried? We are two people, but Allah is with us. Inna Allaha ma'ana. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says he heard it in such a manner that after that day, fear never entered his heart till his death. Fear never entered. So there is this card that my brother prepared. It is called Bismillah. That was that verse I had read, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ. We have entered a time where even when we put on a mask, think, do we take the name of Allah and then put it? When that morsel is brought, do I take Allah's name and then? When I'm sleeping, do I take Allah's name? It starts this page. Allah's Nabi said, وَإِذَا قُلْتَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. If you read Bismillah, the devil shrinks. He becomes like a fly. Now all his big plots become very small. They have made plots in everything. They have put poison everywhere. They have created sicknesses all around. We are walking through it. We are tasting it. We are drinking it. How will we survive? Allah's Nabi said, if Allah is with you, then why worry? This is a very small card. Many of these du'as perhaps we learned when we were small, all got to do with Bismillah. When I eat, do I say Bismillah? Because if that food is poison, it's going to destroy. With the name of Allah, even poison cannot destroy. And if that food is healthy, it cannot benefit unless it has the name of Allah. If I walk in and there is a lot of danger around, in the past I used to go to certain countries, they used to say to me, South Africa is so dangerous. Because they read in the newspaper. I would say to them, I'm still alive, but isn't it? The way you all are making, no one will live. We're all alive. If living in South Africa meant death, none of us would have been. Some do die, many live. Now death grabbed the world, but how many are still alive? We will say so many died, we'll say how many lived. No one has ever died before his time. When I was born, the adhan was given. Somebody else had to tell me Allah. When I will die, they will put me in the grave. They will read Bismillah. Wa ala millati Rasulillah. In between, I have to tell myself Bismillah. This card will be given out at the back. Those that got it, we did not bring a lot. Inshallah, everyone will manage to get. Otherwise, you can go on to the website, Spiritual Light. Or even the little we know, Bismillah. Just think about how much Bismillah do I say. Next time when I put on my mask, say Bismillah. Next time when I leave the house, say Bismillah. As we will say this Bismillah, we will enter into that cave. that it is the Rasul of Allah because it is his words. It is me, I am the companion of Allah's Nabi. And what does Bismillah Allah is the third. Allah Tabarakallah be with all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.